Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
All right, Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here from the Right Side Studios. Local, state, national, all the issues. And we are solid, conservative, and like the dude just said, just plain right. All right. Glad you guys are with us. Hour two of the show. I've been in number one of our triple dipper for the day. Nothing to see here is what I call it. And nothing to see here. Why is that? Because they bring them in the dark of night so you can't see it. Don't pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Nothing to see here. Well, illegal immigrants, we know for a fact because we have video. We have other reporting going on. We have literally been able to track this. There are charter bus companies that will agree that they've been picking up illegals from airports and busing them to all points, to include some here in Alabama. Well, a story was written yesterday on Yellowhammer News by Dylan Smith. Title of the story, Late Night Southern Border Flights Make Landing in Alabama Cities. Now, don't know for a fact what the contents of these planes were. But when they're coming from El Paso, one of the major ports of entry and, oh, by the way, exit points for flights of illegals, and they're landing after midnight in Tuscaloosa, it causes you to ponder, and I think the question has to be asked. So let me just, without further ado, bring on Dylan Smith from Yellowhammer News. Dylan, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing well, Phil. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thanks for making some time for us today. So, yeah, your story got my attention, got the attention of a lot of people. It also got the attention on social media of some more liberal members of your industry who take issue with the idea that you would dare to ask these questions. But give us the background for your story.
Yeah, Phil. So basically what we've uncovered and detailed in our reporting is a series of irregular flight patterns that have taken place that have arrived in both Tuscaloosa and Montgomery that, as you mentioned, have departed from El Paso International Airport in Texas. Now, it is unconfirmed as of this time, the contents, as you previously mentioned, of these flights and what was contained in these flights. But what we do know is that from previous reporting conducted by other outlets, bordering states have contended with this issue, and upon further examination in those instances with bordering states such as Tennessee and Florida, these were migrant flights. Now, to date, there have been no reporting of migrant flights occurring in the state of Alabama, but what we knew to be true was that these flights did occur, and we thought that we had enough information to go to print and to inform the public that these flights were occurring and to raise the question. We thought it was important enough to do that, and we absolutely stand behind that reporting.
Well, so let me ask you, Dylan, because another, you know, batch of reporters took issue with it on social media. I've been bandying some things back and forth with them. But they claim they've called the airport, and the airport says nothing to see here. So what have you gotten any follow-up response? Have you had a chance to investigate in deeper detail? Are there any, you know, other reportings from the airlines as to who landed and why?
Yeah, so we've actually made contact. We've attempted to reach out to every single airline that conducted the flights over the course of that three-day period from June 29 to July 1. And making contact with them, one airline in particular denied that any illegal immigrants were on their flights and that they were simply cargo from automotive manufacturers being imported into the state to support Alabama's automotive industry, which is completely plausible, completely reasonable, and we understand that. So, but two other particular airlines that were coming into Montgomery declined to discuss the details of their flights with us. And so we are currently working to uncover some sources on the ground to where we can perform some additional reporting on this and get to the bottom of actually what's going on. And look, we all hope that, you know, that the worst is not occurring, right? I mean, I think any reasonable mind out there would say that we don't want illegal immigration occurring in the state of Alabama. But we should not operate under the assumption that the state of Alabama is completely immune from the harmful effects of illegal immigration, because according to recent estimates, I mean, we have 91,000 illegal immigrants residing in the state of Alabama. You're talking about wage suppression. You're talking about overwhelming our educational system. You're talking about the dangers that poses to public safety, and a litany of other issues that's posed by illegal immigration. So obviously our Republican leadership looks to combat this in any way possible, and we thought that this reporting would help, kind of provide some insight as to what's happening. And while we did not draw assumptions, we thought we had enough information to alert the public.
All right. Well, and okay, I take all that, and I appreciate it. The question has to be asked, in my opinion. That's why, I get it. Some of these reporters who are taking issue with this, they have a very liberal bias. There was a pretty snarky follow up by this group of guys out of Tuscaloosa that just made it basically they were more inclined to want to trash you and Yellowhammer than they were about answering your post. But nonetheless, they're the ones who claim they called the airport and the airport said nothing to see here. But you even referenced in your own story, and I talked about it a moment ago before you came on the air, that we know for a fact that last year Chattanooga was a way station where they were flying in the middle of the night, flying in planes of migrant children. And some of the charter buses, according to the reporting out of Chattanooga, some of the buses that were chartered were bringing them to Mobile, Alabama. And so it's not like this has not happened. And you're right. I think we have to stay on top of it. And, ask the questions when the times arise, because if we don't ask the questions, they're left unchecked and there's no accountability.
Yeah, that's right. Phil, it's very telling that what I like to call the pronoun brigade on Twitter would absolutely be just in a complete state of uproar over this. I mean, it's something that's worth looking into and raising questions. Look, anytime someone asks a question, this certain group of far left individuals on Twitter and in the dark depths of social media, they like to get on there and they like to trash anyone who is looking to report on the facts, which is the only thing that we dealt with in our reporting. We don't deal with assumptions, we don't deal with any windows, we deal with facts. And so line by line, everything that we stated was factual, and obviously we stand by that. But you're never going to please these people, and we certainly don't aim to do that. What we aim to do is just deal with information and in facts, and we'll continue to do that going forward.
So let me ask you this. I guess the last question is, we kind of talk through the reporting of your story. And granted, sourcing a story is always the best idea. Have you had a chance to reach out to the governor's office or any other state officials and ask for their insights, opinions, and or their knowledge of what you're reporting about, whether or not these flights contain migrants?
Yeah, so I was actually pleased to hear back from Governor Ivey's office as well as Senator Tuberville's office, and both of their offices are indeed looking into this. And look, I think that the conservative Republican base would appreciate an effort by their elected officials that they place in office to do their due diligence. And like we said, it's completely plausible that each and every single one of these flights carried automotive parts for material for industry, and that's completely reasonable. But I do think that it's incumbent upon us in the media to report information that we have, and it's incumbent upon our elected GOP leadership to look into issues that their constituents would like for them to be made aware of. So,
well, and
I thank the governor's office and the senator's office both for doing that.
All right, and we certainly have a pattern and practice in the Biden administration that causes one to go, when you see flights landing at midnight or after midnight.
No,
hey, Dylan Smith, we appreciate your time. Thanks for staying on this, and do stay on it. And if you get more, just let us know, because we'll touch base with you again on it. But thanks for what you do, all right?
Yes, sir. We're certainly doing it, Phil. Thank you, sir.
All right, take care. All right, well, there you have it. I'm going to wrap up number one of the Triple Dipper. Nothing to see here. Well, they're saying nothing to see here. And, right now, we even have flights landing in Tuscaloosa that at the very least, I will say this. At the very least, the fact that you got irregular patterns of flights coming in from El Paso, Texas in the dark of night without manifests that indicate what's on those planes. When you take that in its totality against the reporting that we've had in other places of the nation, to include, by the way, landing in Chattanooga, just barely north of our border, really in this listening area, actually, and then busing migrant children, in that case, into Mobile, Alabama, Well, what we're looking at here is, again, what I call it a pattern in practice. You can go ahead and say it's happened before, it's happened regularly, it's well documented. Why should we not ask the question? They may say nothing to see here. I'm saying we have to ask the question. It goes back to what I said earlier. If you don't ask the question, if you don't speak truth to power when necessary, then there's zero accountability and it just rocks on. All right, Copper, I tell you what, great place for a break. Let's go ahead and do that right now. We will take that break and come back. I'm moving forward in the Triple Dipper. Next one, I'm calling it Don't Blame the Farmers. What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about, seriously, the fact that we've got stuff happening worldwide right now that is impacting the ability to get farm-to-market goods. But it ain't the farmers' fault. It ain't because they don't have rain. It's because of government action. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.